The following program is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Oh man, I'm late. I just know I'm gonna miss it. Excuse me. Coming through. I should have gotten better directions, but this is Commonwealth. Oh, there it is again. Oh, they're going to start soon. I got to get to the window. Hey, excuse me. Can you help?
Sure. Well, maybe. What do you need?
I'm looking for the office where I can bet on the race.
The what?
The race. The horse race. I want to place some bets.
Dude, open your eyes. This is a football stadium. No horse racing going on here, man.
A football stadium?
Yeah. Take a look.
Oh, man, I heard the horse racing music and I thought for sure...
Oh, you mean call to the post. Oh, that's the best.
Why is it played out here at a football game?
Oh, yeah, this is Kentucky, man. We play that before lots of events. The Kentucky Derby, well, before any horse racing event, and football. No reason to waste the tune, right?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I heard that and nearly killed myself trying to get over here. Oh, horse racing. I just knew Stoops was a strange name for a thoroughbred. No wonder Kentucky can't win at football. You got horse racing on your brains.
Oh, dude, not true. We like basketball. And fried chicken. Oh, yeah.
Talking Tigers football with Stan and Jay.
To the 40, to the 30, taillights, touchdown, Auburn! Wow, they're not going to keep them off the field tonight. Holy cow!
It's a little bit like a punch in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
And now, Talking Tigers Football, here are your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb.
And I'm your host, Stan Stevens.
And I'm your other host, Jay Webb. You are now listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay. That's us.
Wow.
All right. Well, hey, big win this time around, Stan. So
yes, Jay, big win Thursday night at Lexington.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes, and I don't know if did you think maybe early on there was a horse race going?
Oh, did you hear the thing? You know, the call to the post thing? You know, I thought it was
it threw you off, didn't it?
But oh, yeah.
Me being – see, I'm an old veteran, Jay, and I knew there was football to be had that night. And it was – yeah, Jay, don't let anybody kid you. I know there's been a few long faces among some Auburn supporters that I've come in contact with, just because I think traditionally Auburn versus Kentucky is in football is what you kind of think about Kentucky and Auburn in basketball, you know, the opposite of that. But this is not your, as they say in the commercial, this is not your daddy's Kentucky Wildcats. This is a much improved Coach Stoops has assembled some decent talent in Kentucky. They had as many days off as we did to get ready for it, so they had some extra time. It was a home game. They had pretty much circled this game to showcase just how much improvement. And I'll tell you, Jay, this Kentucky team, they had played Florida 14-9. You know, a Florida team that and we'll talk about Florida and LSU later in an SEC roundup. But, I mean, Kentucky had played Florida really tough. And it turns out Florida looks pretty decent. So Auburn had been struggling, and you come off at least in the eyes of some, an unimpressive win over San Jose State on the road, SEC, and to get that win, it was a thrilling, I mean, exciting, right down to the wire kind of win. But I think, Jay, some things that I was excited about, it looked from the opening kickoff, Auburn took it. It looked more like what a Gus Malzahn offense is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And Jay, in the first half, I think Auburn ran 48 plays. All right, so, I mean, you're looking at, you stay on that pace, that's almost 100 plays. That would be, I mean, I think Auburn would be happy getting somewhere maybe north of 80 plays, at least right now. But so, I mean, first half it was clicking. Sean White came out hitting on all cylinders. Ricardo Lewis. You know, we had asked the question, you know, will they somebody step up?
Who's going to step up? Who's it going to be?
Because Duke Williams is gone. Well, Ricardo, that first quarter and a half, had like 150 yards receiving. He got poked in the eye or something, and he kind of went away. Jay, that's one that we've got to have some more guys step up at wide receiver. Marcus Davis, you know, had a catch or two, and Jason Smith, you know, everybody's been talking about Jason Smith. And, in fact, another thing, Jay, we went to the Wildcat. It's been a while since we really run the Wildcat, but it was Kerryon Johnson. It was not, you know, I think most people thought, you know, Jason Smith. He played quarterback last year in JUCO,
and
he's now a receiver. But Kerryon, I mean, this kid to be a true freshman looks awfully good, Jay.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, of course, Peyton Barber continues to just be – I mean, Peyton is solid. You know, Rock Thomas had a couple good plays. Rock went out again injured, but now I do think coaches said they hope to have him back. You know, Rock's problem is – you know, he's had a little bit of a issue holding on to the football. And I'll tell you, ball security is number one with Coach Malzahn and Coach Lashley, Coach Horton.
So.
You put it on the ground, and you'll be over there sitting with them or standing with them. So, but Rock, you know, Rock needs to be in that offense. He's an explosive back. He need, you know, if he can stay healthy. The offensive line, Jay, you know, there's been some talk that, you know, maybe the O-line is struggling. I see the O-line is really improving, and they're starting to play together. You know, there on the second touchdown, I think, where Kerryon was in the Wildcat, and we pulled Braden Smith, and he kicked out on the safety and just, I mean, basically just pushed that guy into the stands, and there was a hole that, Jay, I think you could have at least run through. I probably couldn't have, but you could have. I mean, there was a lot of positive. The negative third quarter, you know, we're up. Of course, we kicked some, and again, a positive with the kicking game. Daniel Carson continues to kick the ball on field goals. Jay, 80%, I think, or so of his kickoffs are not returned. The punting game solid. But as far as Daniel Carson, I love it when he comes in terms of my confidence. I still think Auburn, if we could stick a touchdown in or so more, we could put these games out of reach quicker or get in a much better position. So, because, you know, we were leading 23-10 at half, and we'd played pretty solid. And then, you know, we come out in that third quarter, and we struggled. Jay, I think we had maybe three straight three and outs as Kentucky was getting back in the game. Of course, we were holding them. You know, we were holding them out of the end zone some of the time, so the score gets, you know, like 23-20. We never got behind, and then we scored. In the fourth quarter, we had a great drive. And again, Sean, I think the most exciting thing that I feel right now about the offense is the development of Sean White after just three games. To me, he looks a lot better than he did, and he should, from that Mississippi State game, which was his first start ever. So,
yeah, if you think of it in those terms,
he's
vast improvement.
It is, and he you can tell he's got a what they call like a quick twitch. I mean, if you notice, he's running around when they are trying to get up to the line of scrimmage. There's just a certain urgency about him, but not a panic.
Yeah,
and it's hard to describe. I mean, I really
you
still
have to see it. You just have to see it.
I mean, and I'm just sick that, you know, Jeremy, who everybody thought. I mean, everybody. I mean, they again, not to keep going over that story again, but everybody had Jeremy Johnson, you know, down at the Downtown Athletic Club getting ready to accept the Heisman.
Right.
And I think based on what everybody had seen, but to me, right now, there's just no going back. I mean, Sean White, if he takes another step forward, and he's going to need to, Saturday, Jay, and we'll get to talking about Arkansas here in just a minute. But so he was. It was exciting seeing him, and just the overall offense looked a lot better. Again, we've got to have continued people stepping up, and most notably in the receiving core. I keep saying that. We've got to get some guys that are playmakers in the secondary to make some plays. And I'm sure that hopefully that's coming. Now, defensively, Jay, we're still giving up too much yardage. We miss Carl Lawson. We keep saying that. We've got some other guys, though, that are they're coming on. And here's the thing. Devontae Lambert, who got injured last year in the Samford game, and he came back. He started in even during the game against Kentucky, looking like his old the way he was playing before he got injured, which was a guy that could really contribute on that defensive line. Yeah, you know they've moved Casanova McKenzie to the buck, which is kind of a outside pass rushing kind of hybrid position, and Casanova's given us some push. The secondary. Jay, believe it or not, is playing a lot better. And I don't know if the average fan sees that. Is if we get more push up front, then all of a sudden these guys in the secondary are going to look like all pros. Because if a quarterback stands back there and you don't make him move his feet, you don't make him move around the pocket at all, if he's not looking for, you know, if he can just kind of like the way Dak Prescott did, you know, when we played State, then it's going to be tough on these DBs to stay with, you know, nobody can stay with a receiver for 7-8 seconds. You can't, it can't be done. But we've got some kid, that Carlton Davis, that true freshman, made a huge play, Jay. And, in fact, that interception that stopped that Kentucky drive early in the game was the first time in like 20-something, almost 30 straight possessions or something in the red zone where Kentucky had gotten some points going back to last year. Oh, now, it may be argued that, you know, Kentucky doesn't get in the red zone near as much as a lot of other teams do, but they had had some unprecedented success for them in the red zone until he made that huge interception right on the, you know, in the end zone as they were going, I think they were about to tie the game up. But so, and he's a true freshman. And I still see that, you know, Rudy Ford is playing well, making a lot of tackles. Trey Matthews continues to, in my opinion, play well. We got Tim Irvin back. He's a true freshman. I mean, Jay, we're playing freshmen all over the field. And I really think the defense and Coach Muschamp, we're going to get there. And we need to get there by Saturday. So, but that it was a big win. In Kentucky, as I've talked about, a lot of, I think, things improved. Auburn, you know, we were 0-2 in the SEC. We got our first win on the road. I'd like to think that Kentucky, you know, has got a better team, you know, than they've had in a while, and we'll see. They play some tough games themselves down the road. But now, I think this week, Jay, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and talk about last week's games in the SEC.
Okay.
Then I'm going to talk about this week's games in the SEC. And then I'm going to give you the Arkansas-Auburn preview.
All right.
That way, you know, I don't want to hear any switching off of this program, Jay. I mean, you
know, I'm sure they're all going to hang in just for that.
Well, they better because, yeah. I know where they – I won't drive.
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's talk about last week in the SEC.
Last week in the SEC.
Got to be some crow here, Jay.
Oh, not some crow.
Yeah, I've got two or three crow games here.
All right.
I had picked Florida to beat LSU. Now, granted, this needs to be low crow because Florida was the underdog, I believe, going to Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But and then they lost Florida, of course, as we talked about, lost their starting quarterback to that performance-enhancing drug issue.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, what a great game Saturday night on the Bayou, Jay. And of course, LSU 35, Florida 28. So the Gators came up a little short, but it was a great game. But I do have to eat a little crow there.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Now – also, in my upset special, and again, this is this was going out on a limb. I'm not even sure I should eat a full plate on this one. I picked Vandy to beat South Carolina. South Carolina has looked bad. The game was in South Carolina, and Coach Spurrier was gone. But now I forget the Coach Elliott, I think, is the interim coach there at South Carolina. He had them all fired up. But now listen to this, Jay. For the first time in like a couple of years, Vandy actually led at halftime in an SEC game. Of course, they ended up losing, but they did play. It was respectable.
Yeah, okay.
I did, in another game that was an upset, and I wasn't really that surprised, even though I thought Ole Miss would bounce back and beat Memphis. But I'm going to tell you something, Jay. This Memphis team, and I watched that game. Memphis is they got a good football team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying they would win the SEC if they played the SEC competition every week, but this Memphis team is good, and that whipping on Ole Miss, there was nothing fluky about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they took it to the Johnny Rebs.
All right.
But Mississippi State beat La Tech, you know, and then and of course in a game that required a good bit of no-dos, Georgia 9, Missouri 6. No touchdowns were scored in the game, Jay.
Okay.
I mean, that was I don't want to talk about either one. I mean, Georgia – that's the other thing. When Georgia plays Auburn, they'll come in there and all of a sudden they'll look like the, you know, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be pros.
But their offense these last few weeks have just really they've got quarterback problems, and I hope it stays that way when they do come to Auburn in a few weeks. But 9-6, Georgia beat Missouri.
Wow.
So, and then, of course, the big game on CBS, big game, Bama went to College Station and really they
– how can you really put it and give it justice here?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Texas A&M, Alabama's defense scored almost as much as Texas A&M's offense did. I mean, Bama gets 3 pick six. I mean, that's just unbelievable. In fact, I think it was the first time in Alabama history. And with the Tide's history of defense, pretty impressive. Some really, really poor decisions. Again, I can just only hope that Kyle Allen shows up, you know, when we play
them. Right, exactly.
But, I mean, you know, to give Bama credit, I mean, they forced a lot of that. I mean, their defense gets after you. So, in a game that I had picked Bama, they handed A&M a pretty solid defeat. Mm-hmm. So, that was your last week's games in the SEC now, Jay.
Okay.
But so, we got this week.
Now we're moving on to this week in the SEC.
Yes.
Should be exciting.
But you've got the big game would be perhaps the – well, there's a couple of decent games. Of course, you got the big Alabama-Tennessee rival renewal in the Tuscaloosa this year. Tennessee had a week off.
Okay.
So, you know, they those boys up there in Rocky Top, I'm sure they were just scheming away, probably brick by brick up there. That's one of Coach Jones's – brick by brick, they're building it up, and they've got a talented team. Coming to Tuscaloosa against that Alabama defense, though, one thing would concern me again, Jay, is the Tennessee offensive line against that Bama front. I just don't think you want to be in a lot of third and longs against the Tide.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Dobbs is a good quarterback, perhaps he in some ways better than the kid from A&M because Dobbs is a real dual threat. He can run the football.
Okay.
Those kind of quarterbacks have given Alabama a little bit of trouble more than maybe the normal. Alabama 31, Tennessee 17, though, Jay. It's just – and that may be a little bit low. Tennessee's got a pretty good defense. If, you know, Jake Coker at times, it kind of depends on which Jake Coker shows up. Of course, they're playing in Tuscaloosa. So, but I think the Tide is going to continue to roll.
Okay.
And so, that's the biggest game. You've got the Kentucky Wildcats that just, played us a tough game. They traveled to Starkville. I'd like to think Kentucky's going to win that game, make us look a little better. Of course, we played both of them. It's more cowbell city down there, though, Jay. And I don't have to tell you.
They can have them.
Well, and it's – but I'm going to go 31-24 Mississippi State over Kentucky.
Okay. All right.
LSU will beat Western Kentucky. Leonard Fournette will probably put another 200 yards toward the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, yeah. Almost guaranteed in that one.
In a game of that, Jay, maybe nobody scores. I mean, Vandy and Missouri get together. And both of them, actually, believe it or not, have pretty decent defenses. Vandy's defense, to be Vandy, is not bad. And Missouri's got a pretty good defense.
That'd be a pretty wild game. Four quarters with no score, that would be.
Here's a prediction, Jay. The first game in SEC history, neither team crosses the midfield. Neither team crosses into either. It could be the – well, no, there's not much chance that'll happen. No. I'll go with Missouri 17-10 over Vandy.
All right.
And then in a big game, kind of an elimination game, if you will, Ole Miss hosts – Texas A&M. And, Ole Miss is coming off of – I mean, Ole Miss looked like they were ready to be in the Final Four after beating Bama.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden – Well, they next week they played Vandy kind of rough, and everybody just said, well, you know, that was that post, you know, Bama blues or whatever. But then they went to the swamp and got swamped by Florida. And now – after a week against, I think they whipped up on New Mexico State. Memphis made them look really bad. So, and then of course Texas A&M's got to be feeling, you know, the pain of losing to Bama and all that. I'm gonna go with I ain't a squeaker, Jay. I'm going with Ole Miss at home over Texas A&M.
Okay.
So there's you this week in the SEC.
All right. All right, Stan, so we have covered Kentucky from this past week and everything that went on in the SEC. We've covered what's coming up in the SEC.
Yep.
So now we want to talk about going to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I understand they're looking for thunderstorms this week.
Well,
so, what's that going to do?
Well, and you're right, Jay. They're talking about, you know, sloppy – rainy, wet weather, and you know I could just see that Fayetteville, that Razorback pigsty, just and there's just nothing. You pigs, they just love that slop of dirty, filthy bacon people.
So you're saying it's going to be just right?
Oh, I mean, we're playing right into their. I mean, they'll probably even have like you know before the kickoff. You know how like they do at the county fair.
Uh-huh.
You know, they let a pig loose and you chase him down. And, I mean, it could just get ugly over there.
Oh, that could make it really ugly because that means we'd be chasing greased pigs around. That's going to be bad.
That is bad. And here's the thing, Jay. You know, what's got 30 teeth, 30 working teeth? Well, I'll tell you, Jay, the Arkansas cheerleading squad. I'm sorry. I hope.
Dear.
I'm sorry. I've got some Arkansas friends.
We've sunk into new lows.
Yeah. It wasn't really that big a leap, was it? Anyway, all right. Arkansas. Seriously, this is going. This is a tough game. You know, there's this saying about you know, when somebody has a record and they'll say, well, that's the best whatever record. You know. Mm-hmm. Well, this is maybe one of the better 2-4 teams in the country. Arkansas is only they played an extremely tough schedule, and I'll go over that briefly here in a second. They won a football game at Rocky Top. They went in, uh-huh, Jay, and beat Tennessee, a pretty decent Tennessee team in Knoxville at night. And here's what should concern you for Auburn, and I hadn't heard enough maybe talked about. Arkansas's defense, Jay, is pretty good. Their defensive coordinator is a guy named Rob Smith. How many folks out there knew Rob Smith? Well, that's why you turn into the show, folks. Well, he's pretty good.
Okay.
Last year, Jay, Arkansas, a lot of people didn't know this, but Arkansas was, they were like 10th in total defense. They were like in the top 10 in several categories, rushing defense, scoring, their passing defense. And even this year, their passing defense is a little bit weaker. It is the weaker side. They've given up a good bit of passing yardage. But now here's the thing, Jay. If it's raining, what usually suffers in the rain? Now, you try to keep a football dry and all this, but typically – If it's and of course the game's at 11 o'clock in the morning, Jay. I mean, I don't know how Auburn who's scheduling, you know, but Auburn, this will be Auburn. Of course, they've announced that the Ole Miss game in a couple weeks is also at 11 in the morning. So we've gotten on somebody's bad side because this will be our third game 11 in the morning. Plus, we played a Thursday night game, so. Yeah. This year's scheduling leaves something to be desired. But be that as it may, you know, defensively they've given up 13, 16, 20, and 27. They did have the one game against Texas Tech, which has got a pretty prolific offense. They did give up 35 points in that game. But,
yeah. Okay.
But you know, everybody made a big, as I did, a big deal about Toledo coming to – I think that game was actually in Little Rock, but coming to Arkansas and beating them.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
it turns out now Toledo's undefeated and ranked in the in the top 25 and got a pretty good little team. So all of a sudden, and I mean, you know, they gave up 20 to Tennessee, Jay, but the opening kickoff of that game, Tennessee ran a kickoff back. Tennessee scored 13, count them, 13 total offensive points in that game at home. Bama was getting beat 7-3. Now, the same Bama team that had gone over and had destroyed Georgia, of course, you know, Georgia had Nick Chubb in that game, and before he got hurt. But still, and I'm sure they were looking ahead a little bit to this week's game, but And they missed some opportunities in the first half, but they, you know, they were trailing 7-3 at halftime. So it's going to be a challenge, Jay. This Auburn offense that, you know, I talked about, we need to have two halves like we had in the first half against Kentucky and better. We've got to get more guys involved, and I mean, it's got to be solid. One thing I didn't mention, Jay, we've hadn't had a turnover in a couple of games. Now, in fact, I think since Sean White, the very opening drive, where he drove it all the way down the field against Mississippi State and threw that interception.
Yeah.
I want to say we may not have had a turnover since then, but certainly in the last game or two, no turnovers. And now, here's the thing, Jay, that's going to be big.
Tremendous, yeah.
When we get together next week to talk about the Arkansas game, if we've lost that game, I'm just about guaranteeing you I'm talking about the turnover or turnovers
right,
that we
if
had.
That happens. Yeah.
That happens. So that's going to be big. Some guys to look for them. Brandon Allen is their senior. He's been there. His quarterback's been there a while. They lost before the season started their best running back, but they have Alex Collins. But actually, Arkansas has been, oddly enough, and if you know Brett, and I like to call him Bert, Brett Bielema.
Bielema.
He's always been a big running heavy, and they've got a huge J offensive line. But for whatever reason, they've been throwing the ball more this year. Now, if it's slop conditions, if it is raining over there like they suppose Saturday, then it may be that they're going to line up and just try to run over us.
Yeah.
And honestly, Jay, that's where Auburn's been the weakest, against the run.
Yeah.
I mean, we have had trouble stopping anybody on the run. And Coach Muschamp, I know, was working, you know, around the clock trying to scheme his way. It's something, you know, sometimes when you maybe you're a player too short talent wise, you try to scheme your way to stopping the run,
right,
doing various things. And but I tell you what, it's going to be a tough one. I'm going to go out, Jay. I'm going to, you know, it's time to pick the game.
Okay.
I could talk about a few more of the you know, the Arkansas people and the different things, but let's go ahead. I'm going to say in the rain. I'm counting on that continued improvement by the whole team, especially Sean White. Jay, we get out of Arkansas a 24-20 winner, just by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Yes, I did say that, Jay.
That's all right.
Hey, maybe could you give us a little bit of
that's all, folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
actually, that is really about all. We're out of time, you know.
Well, we are. We're done. So, 24-20. Jay, I think there's a few.
We'll see how that goes.
Few housekeeping things you want to mention. And,
yeah, we got a couple of things here. One of the new features we want to. I'm not sure how we're going to present this just yet, but a new feature we're going to have is the Starrett Score is what it's called, and it's a new poll that's named after its creator, Ryan Starrett.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
My nephew.
Stan's nephew, and obviously very, very, very intelligent individual, because I'm looking at all this polling information, and I'm going, whoa.
And don't forget,
it's amazing.
Don't forget, Jay, he's on my wife's side of the family. So,
so you didn't get any of that.
No, that's right.
He didn't get any of it from you.
No, he didn't.
Oh. Anyway, okay, so this polling information is, if I am remembering this correctly, it's based on the average margin of victory and what he's calling a knockout time.
And then strength of schedule.
Strength of schedule.
So it basically takes, you know, and I'm going to get Ryan to explain it, because it's complicated. It involves, you know, how strong the teams they've played are, then how big a margin of victory, of course, and then this knockout business is some form of there, and we're not going to be able to explain it tonight, Jay, I assure you, but it has something to do with how fast a team was put away, and there's a formula where a team, depending on how far they were behind and how many possessions technically is left in the game when they were technically knocked out.
Gotcha.
So based on that, if you lost or won on the last play of the game, then that's going to affect your, you know, if you lost on the last play of the game, you know, like Michigan did, a game that Michigan really had when that, we can get into that, Jay, but, or if you won, you know, it doesn't help you that much to win on the last play, and it doesn't hurt you that much to lose on the last play. That's just kind of a general thing. Most games don't go to the last play, but based on that, this week we don't know if we'll have the we're going to try to have that poll on the website. So when you come to listen to the show, you can look over there and see what the Starrett Score.
And if it's not there right now, that just means we haven't figured out how to get it on the thing.
But we do know this week. Jay, what do you got, a top 10 for this week? It's going to be a little different.
So, you'll notice that this is Ryan's results are kind of close to some of the other polls, but his top 10, he's looking at in the number one spot is Baylor, number two, Alabama, three is LSU, and then it's Utah, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, Stanford, Iowa, and UF, University of Florida.
So there you go.
Those are the top 10 that Ryan has put together using this Starrett score.
That's right, which is, again, a lot of different factors, and we'll be explaining that a little bit more. We might even have Ryan come on. We might have a piece where he explains it, and we share that with you in the coming weeks.
Ryan explains it all for us.
So thank you, Ryan, for that. And And we got to, Jay, you tell them we got to sign up.
One other last little bit of housekeeping information is we're still trying to get folks to resubscribe to the podcast. And what I'm meaning by resubscribe is that we're migrating over to a different system. And rather than us going in there and putting your information in there, which is probably illegal, I don't know. But anyway, we'd like for you to do that. If you'd resubscribe for us,
voiceofjweb.com.
if you will resubscribe. It's right that you just go right there on our homepage, aufans.com. Just enter your information into the box there and just follow all the instructions, including the part where it says, no, I am not a robot. That'd be good.
That would be good.
So anyway, that's it for today's show, and
we're on. We got a couple of wins straight. We desperately need that win in Arkansas on Saturday, and it's going to be tough. Like I say, this Arkansas team is really, really good. So we'll talk. Hey, we'll look at it next week, and then of course we'll be getting ready then for Ole Miss to come to Auburn on Halloween. Like I mentioned, that'll be an 11 o'clock early game, so you can watch. You know, that game, and then get the trick-or-treaters out. But but anyway, so yeah, great show, Jay. War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle.
And come on back next week, folks. Woohoo!
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!